Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming in Hot is presented by Betano. The game starts now. Here are your hosts, Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan.
Hello, everybody. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan. Gentlemen, an exciting show today lined up. I've kept you in the dark for most of it. I will tell you that the Sens spelling bee is back, so I hope that you've brought your pencils to try and figure this out. However, before we begin, Bobby, I just thought maybe you could update us on Sens ownership.
I just read a tweet 5 minutes ago that I have no clue who that person is, but Steve Apostopoulos is going to be the guy.
Oh, yeah?
So I have no idea.
I will say, way back in January of last year, there were a lot. We were figuring out who's out there that would put money towards possibly buying the franchise. There was lots of names circling. Of course, Ann Lauer was always out there. This gentleman was also part of that rumor mill at that time too. So it's not a shock that he's involved. He's kept it just pretty quiet. So maybe he's got like $6 billion just kicking around. So. Maybe
just a couple bucks.
Anyway,
the report was they were going to Steve and his brother were going to buy the Washington Redskins. So
yes,
like there's rich
Commanders
and there's wealthy. Like did I say Redskins? Oh boy, I'm going to get canceled. Yeah. Washington football team. Steve and his brothers have deep, deep pockets, huge hockey fans. I would not count them. Bob's on to something here, man, even though it's just a little tweet there. Deep pockets. We'll see. It's going to get real interesting here in the next few days. Fingers crossed. Instead of next few
already,
weeks.
Please.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get it over
this
with.
This feels longer than that Carolina-Florida overtime game. Gentlemen, speaking of Florida, they are off to the Stanley Cup Final in quick fashion. I won't say are you surprised, but clearly this is a well-built hockey team that's, if not for Sergei Bobrovsky, may not be having the success they're having. Is that fair, Yorkie?
Well, number one, as great as Bobrovsky's played, Matthew Tkachuk's still the Conn Smythe Trophy, in my opinion. Like, come on. Like, back-to-back game winners, walk-offs. I know Bobrovsky's been brilliant, but listen, they've been timely. They've been very timely. And what I mean by that is when they get their opportunities, they seem to cash in at the right time, at the most important time. And the other thing about Florida, they might get outshot because if you look at the shot schematics in a game, it's like, wow, they're getting outplayed. But they rarely give secondary opportunities on rebounds. Like their D, You look at their D, they're big, they're long, and the smallest guy is a pit bull back there, Gudas. They don't let you get around.
Yeah.
They don't let Bobrovsky have to see, first of all, he's seeing most of the shots, and they don't give a lot of secondary opportunities. They're just playing really smart. And I forget who tweeted this out. I think it was, I'll give Mike Kelly some props. I saw a tweet yesterday from Mike Kelly, and he put it in layman's terms. What's why Florida is having the success they're having right now. It's because they don't beat themselves. And by doing that, they don't turn the pucks over in bad parts of the zones, like the blue lines. They just manage the game extremely well. They get great goaltending. They have long D, and they've got guys that score timely goals. So that's a pretty good recipe.
Yeah. You said it before they made the playoffs too. You were the one. You said that this is a dark horse team that could go,
yeah,
that could go off because they were building at the right time. I like the way they're structured. They just mechanically sound all the way through. I like that every line can give you a little bit of a different look. Matthew Tkachuk's playing. Say what you want about Bob, he's playing great hockey, but Matthew Tkachuk is the runaway Conn Smythe Trophy winner for me, anyway.
So Bob, like one last thing on Florida here. Being a former defenseman, I'm a big believer in. I know analytics say when you dump the puck in, you're giving up possession. But the one thing that analytics don't tell you is it's like a boxing match. Early in a game, when you continually chip pucks in on defensemen, I call them body blows. So it's just like the beginning of a boxing match, similar to the beginning of a hockey match. You get it in on the D and you just body blow, body blow. By the third period, it always pays off. And that's Florida right now is dumping the puck in more than any team in the NHL. And they're getting it back because they're built that way too. Like you and I, Bob and Wally, were talking about Sam Bennett before the show today. Like, imagine if I'm a D, he soft chips on me. I got to turn and get it. I'm probably slowing down so he doesn't nail me. And then it's a 50-50 battle. And then Florida's forecheck is just so good. They're on you like pit bulls. I just love. I agree. Yeah. Bob. I love how they're built. They got so many guys that outwill you. They outwill you every shift because they've just got that intestinal fortitude.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that, you've arrived at a lot of pucks second, eh? So I don't blame a lot of defensemen right now doing the same exact thing.
Speaking of Sam Bennett, what do we think of the hit? Now, I'm not saying that it's not clean. It's a very clean hit. I'm shocked that this late in the game or late in the season that this happens. Am I wrong here?
Man, what a hit. No, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that hit. Everything is together. Slavin's kind of leading with his face here. That's a playoff hockey hit. It's a great hockey hit. Hate it for the player, and I hope Slavin's okay. But at the same time, you can't fault that hit one bit.
I'm just shocked you didn't see him.
So fast, you know, so fast. But yeah, he's
of all guys
taking a bit of a nap.
Jacob Slavin, one of the most self-aware defensemen in the game, like arguably one of the best two-way defensemen in the game right now.
Yep.
But
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even say that it's a predatory hit. It's because he doesn't really charge him. He's just Sam Bennett's. Look how he's loading his body for that hit. Like lowers the boom and comes up, but there's no elbow. It's not a charge. To me, it's just a defenseman that. Again, I say this all the time. You need to know who's on the ice when you're on the ice. Like. You got to go through, and I'm Slavin's a much better player than I ever was, but I'm sure he knows who's on the ice. It's just a mistake. He made a mistake. He let down his guard, puck bobbled, looked down, wrong time, wrong place, wrong guy, and you're knocked out.
Exactly. Now,
and from what I heard too, Slavin was eating a pizza after the game in the dressing room was what the report was, and he was fine. But man, that's one of the, you know what the thing is too? We're so used to not seeing big hits in the game like that anymore. Then when we see one, it's like, oh, something's going to be wrong here. It's going
to, yeah, shock and all. That's,
right? That's not allowed.
Yeah. Same with Trouba. Yeah, the Trouba.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. It's a great hockey hit. It's a great hit. And I'm sure that Slavin will be the first person to tell you he got caught with his head down. It just, it's the way it goes. And it's so fast, and you can't fault a guy that threw the hit one bit. He coasted it for five, six strides on the way in. So, you know, there was more than enough time to know who's coming.
That's the wrong guy. That's the wrong guy to not be aware of when he's on the ice. Because there's really, when you look at the game right now, there's very few guys that are going to blow you up in a shift. And I always made sure, like, you know, it was a great example, Bob. Remember Jordan Tutu? If you were playing against Jordan Tutu, you had to know when he was on the ice at all times, because that type of hit, he'd make four or five of those a game, and he'd hurt you.
Yeah.
And then you want to fight, he'll fight you after two.
It's the other thing. It's like, you're not going to get up and defend yourself because Bennett's going to beat the wheels off you too. So,
Look, Chris Neal, he did it.
Yeah.
Like always. I remember he's caught guys, and I know we have the video, Alex, if you want to play it, caught guys coming around the net. He took Victor Hedman out of a game. This isn't the Hedman one, but he would get guys. Yeah. I think the Hedman one is coming.
Same hit. Hey, there's the same hit. It's like, defenseman, you're always.
Might be a little bit more predatory.
Than
Bennett was, but yeah. There's a touch of
Nealer was always looking. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think Sam Bennett was actually expecting it.
Still, the hardest Nealer hit I ever seen was the one on Zach Boychuk. You could hear the pop. I was in the rink that night. You could hear the pop of that hit. It's just bang. And Boychuk's a thick guy too. Like, Boychuk's a pretty thick guy.
He's not a little guy by any means.
All right. I got something built for you guys. It's exciting. It's more or less for the viewers as opposed to YouTube, but you're going to be excited. Before we do that, we are getting through our partner reads, which is always, well, some people like to enjoy it. As always, our show presented by Betano. Go to betano.ca, download the award-winning app. It is state-of-the-art, the fastest, most user-friendly and advancing betting app for your mobile or tablet. The amazing world of sports always in your hand with Betano. Also use Bet Builder and Same Game Parlays. They also have an interesting thing. If your team scores, if your NHL team scores 3 goals or more, you've already won. Go to betano.ca and check the details for that. Remember, it must be 19. Please play responsibly.
This me? I'm taking Renfrew. Yeah. I'll take Renfrew. I've had enough of the tough read. Renfrew Pro, the original hockey tape. As Bob says, don't forget, it's hand terrible. Doesn't mean it'll make your hands bad. You can just tear it easily with your hands. Moisture resistance helps with puck control. It's what the pros use. Available at all major retailers. RenfrewPro.com. It is the one with the green core. Don't forget about Free Tape Fridays. You can tag them on Instagram. Give them a follow at Renfrew Pro. Don't forget to share your story.
Share your story. As always, our friends over at BEI, Bonisher Excavating, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Always hiring, but when you're planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com or give them a phone call at 613-432-1120. Always hiring. Free Hockey Friday if you work for the company. And please slow down at construction zones.
There. Hey, all right. York, I finally got 7 out of 10. Yeah, no, you nailed it.
70%. Perfect.
All right. So, gentlemen, you've all heard about the new chat AI and all this artificial intelligence stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I decided we would give the Sens jobs that might be more relatable to them. So, like,
we'll say
Drake Batherson is a fisherman, if you will. All right. So, without further ado, let's check in at the lab. With some Sens AI.
That helmet just keeps falling you, Yorkie.
I know. Got the big boiler going on there too. Big boiler.
This is how I spend my day. Okay. So I tried three different programs to try and figure out how we could do this. So I used the same headshot, all sense headshots, to generate some AI, which is, by the way, a lot more difficult than it seems. Here's, all right, number one, Tim Stützle. We made him a movie star because he's got the good looks. That seems pretty good. But Yorkie wanted him as an ice dancer. So there's Tim Stützle, the ice dancer.
Oh, right? Stars on ice, touring. Yeah. He's charismatic. He's all over the cruise ship. He's a showman. Like, I love it. Ice dancer.
Also, by the way, logos are copyrighted, so it'll always distort the logo and make it completely something different. So just keep that in mind as we go through these logos, which is why they're all messed up.
Is that like, all right, Alex? That's like the, oh, who's next? Oh, Batherson.
There's Drake. So
what is that jersey?
I will say,
what's he wearing?
Drake
looks like, that looks like wearing... mutant Pac. That's like mutant Pac-Man on there.
That's his lucky fishing jersey. Drake Batherson to make a fisherman was the hardest one I had to do. I like made 60 probably. I just couldn't. I just said, please, guy fishing on a dock with a lighthouse in the background or off a boat, whatever. This is the best I could get out of a fisherman.
He nailed it. I wanted him as an oyster shucker. I just see that. Ah! I just see him shucking oysters all day. I could just see that.
Why didn't you respond to the email?
I don't know.
No. Who's next?
Who do we got going here?
So, look at these jerseys, man.
Yorkie wanted Eric Brandstrom as a jockey. So
he's a little
small.
There we go. That one, it's one of my favorites. Okay. That's a good one. Next. What?
Brad.
Brandstrom, was that a jockey's helmet on Brandstrom? I thought that was like the Swiss League golden helmet. I thought he was like a Swiss League player. Like, what's going
That's
on?
That's why here? I left it in.
I'm more concerned about the next one here because I've known Brass a long time, and that guy is not going to be professing anything. there's no way this fits or tracks.
He was hard to make too. I just said university professor, and I couldn't really get one that. And he doesn't even look like him. So,
no.
I liked it because it looks like he has a private school jacket on.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Next. Oh. Ah, yes. The injury lawyer, Patrick Brown.
Right? Yeah. Brown and Brown Associates. I can see that.
It works. There you go.
Yeah, he kind of looks like...
look the best.
Does that look anything like... I don't know who that is.
I played with his dad, Doug. He looks the exact same. They both look kind of like Scholastic. They got that lawyer look about them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cerebral. Especially with the glasses. Cerebral. Seems like a smart guy.
Yeah, Cerebro.
College guy,
there you
too.
Go.
All right. Ah, yes.
This one I love. I love this one.
Was this my Wally?
Yeah. The French pastry chef for Thomas Chabot.
Yes, specializing in one of the hardest pastries to make, and it always goes for top dollar, the macaroon. A good macaroon is tough to find. Great spot here in Westboro. I get mine at. I could see Shabbat though. Macaroon.
I could see that.
Specialist. Right.
I was hoping they were going to turn his mustache a little at the end with the little French curl thing, but
give him something.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Oh yes.
I'd like to weigh Hannibal, in more on this guy, but I don't know Hannibal. Him from Adam. So the only time I've ever had a interview with him was when he was on the show and I was out and I was listening to it live. So that's my entire two cents on this, but it does fit. I see it.
Well, so Jacob Chychrun eats a very healthy lifestyle. He eats more raw things than I think we know. And so we made him a butcher, but I did try to make him a farmer it just holding a smoothie and a cow, but that didn't turn out so well. So we left it with this one.
Well, I said nutritionist because this guy knows every single thing what's going on in his body. Like everything he eats, it's so calculated. Like what's the thing he was eating during the year again? Was it like some, was it liver or brain
or something? Organ meat or yeah, something. Yeah. I don't know.
So I thought
it's gotta be exhausting. Like, I played in the league and I ran on red wine and espresso. It's gonna be exhausting. Meanwhile, what you're doing all the time. Like,
here's the guy like Jake, who's had some, he's had some well-documented injuries. He's had some issues. He watches everything he eats. The guy's built like a Greek god. And then you got Phil the Thrill. It's like, Phil, how you feel? I'm good. Just give me another. Don't want to go.
The guy's burying a hot dog in between periods.
Never getting hurt. Hey, why is what's going on with Kessel right now? How come he's not playing? Just a healthy scratch, eh?
Yeah. I mean, where do you put him in? That team's so deep, man. That team's so good.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on from Jacob Chikrin. Oh, yeah. Alex DeBrincat, the Chipotle worker. So he also looks like the guy, though, from Dexter, that TV show.
He does. Yes.
Yeah.
Good pull. Yeah. Good pull, Wally.
Ah. So
Michael C. Hall. But yeah.
What did I have him as?
You wanted him that or a movie star?
Well, yeah, because if historically in Hollywood, most leading men are like 5'7". Like Tom Cruise is really 5'4". No, it's true.
Hey, you know what? Did you guys see the clip of Brady drinking out of the Wanamaker?
Yes.
So I always watch. I'm a huge golf fan, and it's amazing how often they talk about how formidable Brooks is, and then you put him next to Brady, and he looks like a little guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, I noticed
that.
They always will. That. They're always like, yeah, you know, he's a specimen. He's this and that. And then you stand him next to Brady, and you're like, no, he's not.
You know, we'll discuss that after, because people have opinions on Brady, particularly about this. So we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next? Oh yes, Anton Forsberg, the construction worker.
Yep. That fits. Puts in a hard day's work. He's at Christmas Day. He's at the rink riding the bike. This guy is a known worker. Gets up at 6, puts in a hard day's work at the construction site, gets the boots on. I for sure is a construction worker all day long.
I agree. I see it all day.
Could have been a miner too.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
It does look, it's a good picture. Okay.
Paver.
Paver.
Just a blue collar worker. Ah, oh, yes, Claude Giroux, the financial advisor. Why, Yorkie? Oh, yeah.
Well, I look at him, a guy. He's always giving sound advice to his teammates. He's keeping everybody even keel. You're gonna have your ups and downs, just like the market. And you know, you can't lose your wit about you and sell everything. This guy is, I think he'd be a great financial advisor because he's very wise. He's very wise, one of the smartest guys on the ice. So I see him as being one of the smartest guys in the market.
He also helps get people paid. There is that.
Right?
Yeah.
You play with Claude, you're getting paid.
Yes. Kind of like I did try to do. Like... I did have him as a bank manager with cash in front. It never came out as good. So
What we settled on.
I couldn't get a good Claude Giroux look. Anyway, this is as good as it gets. Okay, nice. Next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of my favorite.
What?
That's a good
Nick
one.
Nick Holden, the party planner. Listen, he's got such a great personality that if there's something that needs to be planned, I think Nick Holden can do it.
Sweet. See, you'd never know that. Yeah, you would never know that if you watch how he plays, and you would just wouldn't think this about Holden. But hey, that's good to know. Good to know. Yeah.
He's solid. And this, you know what? Yeah. A bachelor party? I think Nick Holden can plan it. All right, next. Ah, yes, Matthew Joseph. Based as a yacht captain, this is based on him riding the jet ski during his Stanley Cup parade.
Oh, I could see him fitting in well in St. Bart's too after being down there. Like, he looks like he's pretty slick. Like, in a French island, yeah, too. The native tongue in St. Bart's is French. A lot of yachts in there too rolling in. Perfect spot for Joseph, St. Bart's yacht captain.
That's awesome.
Could have put him, I suppose, in a rubber dinghy, but I thought yacht captain, he would clean up nice. Okay, next. Yes. Okay, Yorkie, explain to me why Mark Kastelic is an arborist.
Well, look at him. He looks like he's right out of the bush. Like, he looks like a guy that knows his trees. Like, he probably knows the difference, the different species. You know, I've dealt with arborists, and they look like Mark Kastelic. At my cottage, I had to get about 30 trees cut down. The guy that showed up looked just like Mark Kastelic. And there's a certain look. Like, look at him. He looks like a guy that...
He does have a touch of it, yeah.
Yeah, he's outdoorsy, probably knows his trees, and probably a little bit knows about the environment. So, yeah, that's why he's an arborist.
Okay.
It works. Fair.
Yeah, fair enough. Next. Oh, yes. Tyler Cleven, the train engineer for K-Train. This is one of I like this one.
He looks about 10 years old there.
Well, look at his headshot.
You nailed it.
It's like, all based on their headshot.
Is he a little kid that's getting the ride?
Worse.
His parents took him for a train ride or something at Christmas time? Like, what's going on here?
This is from the Polar Express.
It's exactly. Well, he is pretty young. What is Cleven? How old is he? 19? 20?
22, isn't he?
20?
Oh, he's... Is he? Man, looks like he's 12.
Yes. No, so he's a star.
The Polar Express.
He's 21.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he did 2 years, didn't he?
Okay. Next. Josh Norris, the kindergarten teacher.
When you sent this email, I thought that was so fitting for him. I could just see him... absolutely doing it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Being a teacher. I could see it all day.
That's not Josh's body, eh? Because if it is, he needs to get a few crunches in.
It's his summer bod.
I didn't know Josh had a dad bod. Like, what's going on?
I can only speak for myself, but that's what I look like every May.
this is what, if he wasn't an NHL player, he wouldn't have to worry about the dad bod, but Josh Norris as a kindergarten teacher is, I think, so
fitting. Explain that one to me.
Because he's
explain yourself.
Such a nice guy that's very calm, low-key, even keel. I think he's just a really good guy that he would be a great teacher.
Kindergarten, though. Yeah, has to be kindergarten.
I think he's good with the kids.
Good with the kids.
Yep.
Darth Chewy agrees.
On that one.
Honestly, makes sense. There we go.
All right.
So who's next? Shane Pinto, the dog walker. He is a huge dog fan. Yep. So I even reached out to, I was talking to Mendez about something. I was like, hey, I need some help with Shane Pinto. And he's like, honestly, anything with dogs. So I gave him a dog walker job.
Dog walker, dog groomer. It's always tough to find a good dog groomer if you're a dog.
Pet store owner. Anyway, that's Shane Pinto. All right, next. I think we're almost done.
Oh, I was going to say, how many more players are on this team?
There's 82. This is Jake Sanderson as a courier. I tried to do mailman because Yorkie, you had said, hey, always delivering the mail. But I couldn't get one that was like, I was like delivering mail in the neighborhood or at a house. I couldn't get anything as good. So I went with courier and this is what we got.
Okay, focus back in there on Is he you know what else he could be? He could be Nicholas. He could be Nick Cage's stunt double. Like, look at his. He looks just like Nicholas Cage. Same head shape.
He hopefully in one of his good movies and not all the bad ones he's done. But yeah,
right.
Face Off was tremendous. Loved Face Off.
That was Waterworld.
That almost ended Kevin Costner.
Cage wasn't in Waterworld, was he?
No, I got the guys mixed up there for a second.
A bad movie. That's okay. It wouldn't shock me if he agreed to do it anyway, though. Who's next? Oh yes, Austin Watson, the lumberjack.
Okay, just look at the picture, and it's like, come on, what else is he? Lumberjack, for right? Sure.
He's a lumberjack, no question.
Yeah.
Next. I don't know. Oh, okay, so we're down to the final three. So Brady Tkachuk is clearly a general, a leader. I think special forces commander. This is Brady Tkachuk. And I did this. He had a couple good ones, so we left a couple of them in.
Yeah, well, very easily he could be a JDF guy too here. Like, you go in and you land in overseas, you do one of those secret missions, and you just kick ass. Like, that's Brady Tkachuk right there.
Well, there's another good one. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I like that one. I'm on board for that.
So, and finally, our last one is Artem Zub. And why not? So, Artem Zub is the international man of mystery. Because I don't know what he would do. I had him as a spy, but I thought
I thought you wrote spy.
I couldn't get one that was good enough, and then I didn't want the KGB to track me down, so I went with international man of mystery.
That's good.
I like
very,
it.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Alex, we'll get out of this when you play the opening one more time. I guess call the
There we go.
By the way, the robot's name is Sensory, in case you can't zoom in far enough.
Sensory.
Get it?
Like it.
Sensory. Okay.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
That is our first edition of Sens and AI. As we play around, listen, if you have requests, just send them to the show and or reach out to me on Twitter or whatever, and we'll put another episode together. Because you could tell Bobby and Yorkie were thoroughly enjoyed by that.
And if you have children in high school that are mysteriously getting 90s instead of 60s, they're probably using AI right now to write their papers. Like, it's crazy. You type in something and it will write it for you. And you put in, I want to get an A, a B, or a C. Oh, it's crazy. Crazy.
Yes. Yeah. But there are now programs out that can detect it.
Well.
Oh.
So anyway, I want to get back. Didn't make it to Owen Sound. There was some Brady Tkachuk was enjoying, obviously cheering on his brother, drinking out of the Wanamaker trophy. And it's same thing with last year when he was celebrating in Calgary, two fisting some Budweisers. Listen, let him have fun. Why is this even a debate? I don't understand. Is there anybody that cares that Brady Tkachuk is there's some people on Twitter that I don't want to see him doing it. Let him have fun.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, that's your brother.
Did you
your brother and on top of that, that's the Wanamaker. Like, if you get a chance to Bob, drink out of that with the major champion of the year, you're probably going to, right? So
it just happens
to be on camera, right? Let them have a good time. I thought last year in Calgary it was a little excessive. I don't think he's actively seeking it out like he did, right? I think he's actually tried to be inconspicuous about it. But he's you know, he's Brady Tkachuk. He's the camera's gonna find him.
Yeah, I love it. Did you guys hear Barkov after the game talking about the success of the Florida Panthers and he was asked about Matthew Tkachuk. And the one thing he said about him was he's great on the ice, but he talked about off the ice. He goes, team's always together. Guys are doing stuff. Guys are going out. That's what the Tkachuks do. They make you closer. So I like it. It's not like he's there. Like he's taking a chug out of the trophy. It's awesome. One thing I wish I would have done, Bob, when I played, take advantage of more opportunities you have instead of sitting in the hotel room. Like, get out, enjoy yourself. Like you're playing in the NHL. Yeah. As long as you don't go overboard, enjoy the opportunities that come your way because, you're only young once. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And I just want to give props to him because last year he turned that Calgary stuff into a full on deal with Budweiser. So he got paid. Yeah. So, hey, cool. And that's, I will say before, and I'm going to go off topic here. You see Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews, Jason Spezza, even William Nylander, all these Leaf guys are getting national exposure on commercials, and you don't see anybody, and Connor McDavid's another one, you don't see anybody from Ottawa ever getting even any local deals except for car dealerships. Like, I think that's an issue in Ottawa that they don't use or try to market with the Sens players. And I think it affects them because that's money that they could be making.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If I had to watch the Chris Neal auto change.
Oil changers.
Oh, my goodness. That was such a tough commercial. We used to play that rock all the time. That's it. There's nothing there. And, nobody – there's so much opportunity there that kind of goes lacking. I would agree.
When I was doing radio while Neely was doing those commercials, I only referred to him as oil changers. That was his name.
Yeah. Jason Spezza was a retired player and still getting national commercials. Brady Tkachuk should be everywhere to me.
I think things are going to change though, because more advertising's taking place through social media. And then if you got guys like this that are out doing stuff, I think things are going to change drastically with new ownership. There's going to be more things coming guys' ways and it's just going to be more of a beefed up. It's going to be more things to happening in Ottawa for these players. I truly believe that. Cause there's too many guys with great personalities.
Yeah, hopefully. I agree. Hopefully. Finally, before we move on to Sen Spelling Bee, which you guys are eagerly awaiting, I know, is they touched the Prince of Wales Trophy. I wish this would stop being a big discussion. I don't know why you wouldn't touch it. Would you guys touch the Prince of Wales Trophy if you won it? Or the Canel, I guess.
I would. You earned it, right? You earned the right to touch it when you win it. I don't get the super. I'm not a superstitious person. I never really was. In how I approach the game by any means, but you already won it, right? It's like it's yours to carry off the ice. I think you're supposed to. And it's just me though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Colorado did the same thing. I think Colorado touched it after they all went in.
A lot more teams have lately.
Yeah. If you're like, maybe you have a couple of guys on the team that don't want it, but fine. I like what happened last night. Guys went over, had a pitcher, held it, didn't parade around very much, and then just went off the ice. Hey, like, come on. Whether you touch it or not, it's not gonna have any relevance if you win the Stanley Cup or not. Be happy. It was perfect. I was perfect what the Florida Panthers did.
You're one of two teams left in the National Hockey League. Regardless if you win the Stanley Cup or not, you've got to be happy with how that season played out, minus the you'll be crushed for a bit. But when you look back at the general idea of it, that's a pretty good season. Like, there are what, 30 yeah. other teams, 31 other teams that would trade with you? 30.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
So, all right. Alex, time to fire it up. We're going to do scent spelling bee.
Put your phone down, Yorkie.
You can't see it,
it's
can you?
It's time for Scent Spelling Bee, where the contestants try and spell the names of Ottawa Senators players.
So good. So, we are only going to do two names today, because last time you did three, and all three were wrong by both of you. So we'll see if one of you can get on the board here. We'll start with Yorkie. You're going to get to spell the first guy that we have up today, Peter Schatzlevy. Peter played 107 games from 99 to 2004. He would have been a teammate of yours, Yorkie. He scored 38 points in his 107 games. So, without further ado, can you spell Schatzlevy?
Yeah, he was pretty talented, too. I remember Peter. Great player. No idea how to spell his name, and I'm having a hard time finding it on my phone. So,
yeah, I know.
So it's obviously... I'm not going to say obviously. S. C.
Bobby, are you on your phone?
Eight. Or H.
Yeah, but not for that.
A.
Okay.
E.
I don't trust either one of you at this point. Oh, okay.
T.
Shats. Leave.
S. Do we have an S? L.
There's only so many letters here.
I know.
Shots leaving.
I. E V A.
Oh my God. Schatzleva. Okay. I'm just going to, I'll just tell you now, Yorkie, I don't believe that to be correct. Bobby.
Are you sure? Double check it. Double check it.
So I went, I have it written down here. S-C-H-A-T-S. L-E-E-V-A. No, that's Evia. That's Levy. I have E-E-V-Y here.
L-E-E-V-A.
Yeah, that's, not A. Sorry, Y.
Oh, you want to end in a V-Y. Okay. That's not bad. Alex,
not bad.
Show them how wrong they are.
Oh,
that actually sounds exactly the way it should. Shats Libby.
Yeah, Bobby off by a letter, I think. The E for an I.
I thought we had to use all the boxes. I thought we had to use all the boxes.
No. No. It's just a standard number of boxes.
That's why I kept
going. No. If I tell you to spell Boro, it's not 12 letters.
Well, that's why I kept going.
No.
I would have
gotten
it. Listen,
the number of boxes does not matter.
Well, that should have been that should have been disclosed before the spelling bee. It's like Wheel of Fortune. When they listen, put up the things, you know there's that many letters. What are you running here anyhow?
From now on, there are that many boxes for every name.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's go to number two, shall we?
Bobby's first this time.
All right. Okay. It's another Yorkie teammate, Curtis Lecision. Played from 2000 to 2004 for the Ottawa Senators. 200 games, 26 points. And wore an A. He is an outstanding individual. Curtis Lecision. Bobby.
I'm looking at what I wrote down here, and I know it's not right, but I'm going to go with L-E-S-C-H-I-A-N. No, L-E-S-C-H-Y. Chia. C-H-I-A-N. That's my guess. Lecision. not even close to that.
I know this like one.
Oh, do you? Are we going to have our first correct spelling?
I wrote it down too. L E S C H Y S.
Okay, hang on.
L E
H Y S.
H-Y-N.
Station. Well, Alex, show them they finally got it right. Congratulations, Jason York.
Nailed it.
On getting the well first done. Of our names correct.
That's one of we're five. The same age, I think. I think we're a year
nailed
apart.
It. That was always a tough one for me early on, too. Probably when he played here, I couldn't get it right. That's tough.
Aaron Ward's good at saying that name. Remember Wardo's story yes. about LeCession?
That's why I put it in today. That's all I can think of is Curtis LeCession. Yeah. So
great guy. Great guy, and always in phenomenal shape, like unbelievable shape.
He was a bike racer after his career. Yes. Well, during, but after his career, he was racing bikes. Yeah, and now I think he owns a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a farmer out west, like a horse rancher.
Yeah, awesome guy.
Is he a Canadian guy?
Yeah.
Yep, he's from out west.
Yeah, Saskatchewan boy or Alberta, one of the two. Yeah.
He's such a good guy that I'm not even mad at him for like replacing me. Because he came in, and we were the two quote unquote older defensemen, and they kept him, and I went somewhere else. So that's how nice the guy is. Yeah, move me out.
We can move on from this and spelling bee. But Curtis LeCision, the lockout in 2004-05 ended his career because he never played after the 2003-04 season.
Huh. Should have ended mine too. I had no business playing after that.
Take the money, Yorkie. What are you talking about?
Because I can't even walk anymore. You got to know when your body's had enough. You just got to know.
Doesn't the paycheck help?
No, money's great, but so too is golfing when you're done playing. It's much more enjoyable. It's much more enjoyable when you don't have to get the old knee drained every 2 weeks.
Ugh. Yeah.
Do you ever get something drained by it?
No. Avoided all that. No. I have arthritic hands. It's a lot of fun. So if the weather's not good, I really can't get out there on the course. But I picked the kids up and nothing got drained, so I'm good.
Hey, cold day, you must just dread. Hey, you hit the ball and you just hit it on that wrong spot.
Do it.
Right through the fingers.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's got to be perfect.
Does the weather affect your hands?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If it's cold out, it's a miserable day. I have no blood flow in five fingers. So
really?
Yeah.
So can you tell, like, this is gonna sound stupid. Can you tell when the weather's about to change based on how like your hands feel?
Put the finger up.
No, I guess I wouldn't say that. No. No, completely reactive hands, not proactive.
Bob's gonna rain. Hold on a sec. Hold on.
There's El Nino rolling in. Okay, fine. The last thing, Vegas plays tonight. Oh, the Jamie Benn suspension. Are you surprised he got two games for trying to behead Mark Stone?
Honestly, I thought it was I thought two was a little steep.
Me too.
I thought it was a little steep. I thought it was maybe a game, if that. Obviously, I think it looked worse than it was, for one. So optically, you kind of have to suspend them. But I didn't. It's not a hockey play by any means. But it was I don't think it's a two gamer. That's just me.
Well, he missed one full game pretty well for getting kicked out of that one game. So basically, I would have been fine with one. And I looked at the Petrangelo slash. He got one game for that. And same thing, you're using your stick in a violent manner. So I thought the precedent was set with the one for Petrangelo. one for Ben. I thought a little excessive. At the end of the day, it's not going to matter. No. But I don't know. It's I didn't like it either. I thought one would have been good as well. How about his excuse? He's like, I was falling and I was trying to break my fall. Come on.
Yeah, he just come out and say you did it, you know. Like, but I always look at it this way, and I don't know if it correlates for everybody, but I think one playoff game is equivalent of four or five for me.
Yeah, so, that's what I've heard. Four.
That's the way I look at it. And I think two games is it's not a 10-game suspension, right? It wouldn't be during the regular season.
It's all right. So Wally, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah,
we haven't even talked about this. Like, the suspensions are one thing, but how the hell do they call that penalty at the end of the game on Stahl? Like, what a horrific call, 200 feet from the net. Like, if I was a forward right now, and we were down in a game, and I was trying to get a power play, I would skate at defenseman's sticks and fall over, because that's what guys are doing. Like, you're seeing a bunch of guys. I think Burns was earlier. I don't know if it was last game or the game before. Someone was coming down on Burns. Sticks on the ice. On the ice. He never moves it.
Yep.
The forward cut across him and tripped over his stick. Like, hey, it's the NHL. If you can't friggin' stand up, like, he's not intentionally trying to trip the player. The player fell over his stick. So it's way too ticky-tacky for me. Like, come on. Like, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, I hated that call last night. Just a horrendous call.
I did too.
Yeah. So if it's the middle of the second period, are you okay with it?
I'm not okay with it ever. It's the NHL.
Yeah.
Guys are too good as skaters to be falling like this. Guys are smart. Like, it's like, you know, if you fall over a guy's stick, you're going to draw a penalty now, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's the playoffs, man.
All right. I will say, though, it's not the reason they lost.
No, it's not the reason.
No.
Like, they shouldn't have probably been down 3-0 and trying to win that game late in the game, right? Oh. So
they couldn't score.
Anyway. Back to the Jamie Benn thing for a sec. Does he get the extra game because it's the equivalent of a headshot, right? It's the stick up in the neck that they're trying to say, well, we want to protect the players, sort of. I hate to bring Bobby into this, because for those who don't know, George Parros is a buddy of yours. And so I don't want him knocking on your door going, hey, I didn't like what you said.
No. He knows I'm playing it very, very professionally, but I just don't see a two gamer there. But I think optically, because of the way it presents, I mean, York, you can like, I don't even know that he made direct contact with the head, like, either. Like,
kind of rode up into the neck area.
Yeah. I mean, I think Stoner was back, you know, after one shift. Right. So it just, I don't know. I think optically they had to make a decision on it, and I just don't know if it was the right one, but that's just me.
It looked bad, but when you watched it still was bad. Also too, Ben's, and I've never been suspended. I've never had to do something like that. So I'm wondering if when you have your hearing and you're talking on the phone, because you have a chance to say why you did it, what you were seeing. Yep. And to your point, Bob, maybe if Ben just says, you know what? Yeah, I made a mistake. I did this. Maybe he gets a game instead of like pretending you didn't try to do it. Right? It's like,
because that video is like, not going to help them if they slow that down in real time by any means. So I would agree with you. Probably should have said I did it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, if repent your sins, tell the truth, and we will give justice on you. You don't think you did anything wrong. So we do. So now we're going to give you an extra. Here's another game for you. So he's done something like that before too. He's come down on guys' heads like that. Like, it's happened before. So maybe that has something to do with it too.
That's right. I think that was worse than this.
It was.
I'm going to try and jog your memory, Bobby. People have brought it up in the chat. forgive me. It's young Zachary 96. By the way, today in 2017, you and the Ottawa Senators played your final playoff game. Well, the Sens haven't played a playoff game since. This was game seven of the Eastern Conference Final. I know you like to be reminded of this. There was a penalty to Dion Phaneuf in that game, which 2 minutes for interference in the third period. I don't remember it, but in the chat, people do about that call. Do you remember it?
No. Is that the one on Brian Rust? No, because I don't think he got a penalty for that. No, I can't remember it at all.
Okay. I was a little bit. I can't either, which is why I was lenient to bring it up. But there was a anyway, there was not very many penalties in that game. Three.
No, it was a clean game, actually. That was a very clean game seven, that's for sure.
That's the only by the way, they scored that Justin Schultz scored on that penalty to give Pittsburgh a 2-1 lead at that point. And then Zinger tied it up. And then something else happened later in the game we don't want to talk about. So interesting that it that was today. I knew it was coming up. I just didn't remember it was today. I did think of this the other day, though. What was the plane ride back from Pittsburgh at the end of that game?
Did we fly out that night or the next morning? I think we flew right home that night.
Yeah.
Because we had been traveling the morning after for the most part during the playoffs, but it was kind of one of those ones, if you, whether you won or lost, you were going home, right? Because I think we had home ice advantage in, over Nashville.
If I remember correctly. I think the cup was going to start right away too, because it was game seven.
It was.
You got like a,
No, I don't remember the plane ride home. It's funny because New York, you've been down, you know how it goes. You're let down and you're really upset, but at the same time, there's like this high that you come off of as well, just from the ride, right? From being on the playoff ride. So we kind of, I remember we all kind of let our hair down and played cards and hung out, because it's like, how, I mean, you can dwell on it, right? But at the same time, it's your last night with your teammates too. So it was a quick turnaround. We had some beers on that flight.
Yes. Yeah, because you feel like when you lose like that, especially going that far, you're disappointed, but it's like you know deep down you did everything you could, and sometimes I don't know, it's tough to explain to people that don't lose like that, but yeah, you're right, when it does end, you're like, this whole, your body just, you just kind of let everything go, man. But that's man, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how close you guys were, though, with that team. Like, that close. When it just goes to show you, like, kind of similar to what Florida's doing this year, right? Like, nobody expected it. Very similar.
Very similar.
Yep.
Except they scored the last goal. We didn't.
There was a question from the great Johnny. Bobby, who was the most devastated on the team?
Oh, I think it was Clark MacArthur for sure. Because I think he probably, didn't probably know. He knew his career was over, right? I don't think people realize how much money he left on the table to come back, because there was an insurance payout that was there for him. And he wiped it to play because he wanted one last run. So I think he was probably the most devastated, because I remember sitting right next to him in the locker room. And I actually remember actively thinking, sucks to see a guy that you know is no longer going to play in the league. That's, you know, young, still a good player, but just can't physically do it. So I think we were all heartbroken for him on that one.
Is he one of the most liked, genuinely, guys you've been around on our team?
Yeah. Yeah, he's certainly up there. You know, Zach Smith's another guy that kind of rings that bell, but yeah, Clarkie was universally liked, that's for sure. You know, it's one thing when your players do it, but the staff does as well. It's like literally every single person has a good thing to say about Clark MacArthur.
That Boston series winner, what's the feeling like around that team?
That was do you guys ever see the picture that got the fans giving us all the finger when we were celebrating?
Yes. There's
like, yes. Yeah, it was incredible. Because I remember Clarkey skated, like, you know, I assisted on the goal, obviously, but Clarkey skating right over to that. And I remember, you know, kind of coming up behind him and that guy just giving the double barrel birds to all of us. That was incredible. Yeah. It was so good. It's so good. Well, that's one that I want to print out and put on canvas. That's for sure.
Do people still give the finger anymore? Is that a
yes?
Like, when's the last?
Do you not remember in Montreal this season? Tim Stützle scores, or is it Brady scores, and Stützle's coming over, and the guy's giving the two finger salute to them. It's a great picture.
Like, Wally,
Stützle's looking right at him.
Well, if you're cruising around Stittsville and someone cuts you off, or is your first instinct, you are they getting the bird from you?
No.
What are you doing?
I don't think I've
got a long fuse. You got a long fuse?
No, I don't. Yeah. But I think, one, I'm scared that people might recognize me and say something like, Brent Wallace is flipping people off. And two, I just think the middle finger is pointless. So I'll lay on the horn.
Yeah.
A long time ago, there was the double finger meant something too, right? The pinky and the, I think it was this one. You did that long time ago.
You got me. I'm soft and I love everybody. So I don't know.
Now you're lying.
I don't get, I go straight to this one. I hang a full arm out the window down here in Nashville.
It just doesn't do it any good though. I have a ton of car pet peeves. People on the road don't know how to drive. I don't understand. Everybody should have to do a driver's test like every 5 years. When you come, here's one of my biggest pet peeves. You're at a four-way light. So you know that the light is going to change and you're going to be able to go. People that turn right on red, which is fine, but they do it as the car is coming. Like, they feel they need to get ahead of you. Just they got to beat one car. And so they cut you off to make a right-hand turn. Like,
while you're making the left. Like,
I'm coming up the road and they're turning right into me. Like, wait for your light to change. What do you got to wait? 40 seconds? Anyway, that one always bugs me. But I got a few.
I'll tell you, Boston. This was a Boston thing. When I lived in Boston, anytime you came to a stoplight, so you were going straight and the guy across was turning, that guy would jump the light or gal and turn before the light, like they'd time it, like a turn right in front of you, like every time. Like, I swear to God, it's a Boston thing. Very aggressive city.
Well, yes, I just came through Philadelphia, and nobody seems to have a bumper without a mark on it.
Oh, England's angry there.
Yeah,
true. You're in my stomping grounds there. That's very true.
Yeah, I drove my kid down Broad. We toured from the rink stadium. And I said, this is the parade route as we go into Philly. And nobody's bumper was clean.
Intact.
Not one. I'm like, yeah, it was wild. Anyway.
That sounds about right.
Good old Philly. Okay, gentlemen, we will see you on Monday. We have guests lined up for next week. I'm just going to hold off in case anything happens. But Monday we will chat again, shall we?
Sounds good. See you, Jeff.
See you, boys.
Have a good one.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Coming in Hot is brought to you by Botano.ca. Please hit that like button and subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.